Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant, and I still loving you. I'm waking up.
Jay Hatter, and then put the music by Shouty Vinshai, and she's singing it as well. This is Deborah Lee, and you're listening to A Team of Voices Radio, sponsored by the poet A.P. Taylor, and we are a poetry group that hangs at allpoetry.com, one of the biggest sites out there, and we do shows nightly, and you are welcome to call and participate. If you're a member, or if you decide to join All Poetry, you can look us up on the group tabs, again, A Team of Voices, and I'll meet you at the door. If you would like to call to join us, the number is 1-646-668-2837. That's 1-646-668-2837. And on the chat wall, we share the links to the poems that you'll hear on the show. And you can follow along and comment, or you can participate. The topic boards are in the chat room right above the chat wall, and all the shows start with the date of the show. So just click it, and the prompt will be there, and if your muse is inspired, we'd like to hear from you. And with all that being said, I got a crowd waiting, so let me let some people in here. I have two of my three other board members, and that's my big brother Hatter, and our sponsor, Mr. A.P. Taylor. Hey, guys, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave.
Glad you're here. And right behind them is none other than Miss Sky Darkholm. Hey, Sky, welcome to the show. Glad you're here.
Hello.
Sky.
Right behind Sky is Mr. Dave Prophet. Hi, David. Glad you're here. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad we finally made it. Gee whiz.
Yeah.
I missed two shows in a row. I can't believe that. But anyway, I'm here, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, a big part of it wasn't your fault, David. We had some blog talk issues, and we couldn't get into our studio for in the area of 2 weeks. So we're all glad to be back. And let me keep opening these lines. Right behind Dave Prophet is none other than Mr. Wayne Gent. Hey, Wayne, welcome to the show. Glad you're here. And I guess it helps to push the button so he can say hello back to me. I'm not in tip-top form, you guys. I'm fighting
right here.
Horrible cold. Hi, Wayne. Glad you're here.
Nice to be here.
I have one more call at the moment from Linda. Hi, Linda, a.k.a.
Hi,
Liquid Damage. Welcome to the show.
It's good to be
glad
back.
Here.
And, Deb,
don't worry
about being off. I'm off all the time.
Well, I don't know about that. You do fantastic. But, yeah, no, I'm going to try
guys.
And do the show in an hour tonight because this head cold is really kicking my butt. And I'm sorry. No. I can't even count how many times I had to reach for the inhaler today because I keep trying not to have a coughing fit. So it's been fun. Ah, and before we go to the first poem, the fourth board member is here, the one and only Sweet P. Hey, Sweet, glad you're here.
Hey, darling.
Hi, Sweet.
How are you?
Hey,
hi.
Sweet.
Hey.
So good to hear everyone. So we got a full house, so we should maybe get this show on the road. Now, I have Skies up there, and then I was just looking. Other than the one for Angel that AP's going to read for me, there are audios, or the person is here to read it themselves. So Sky can go to chicken soup when she's ready, and I'm sure AP can. You know, you want to hear, AP has an injury on his right hand. And don't you know that this show-off is making paintings with his left hand now? I was like, I can't believe this.
Wow.
Of course.
Amazing.
See? But he's, you might get the feeling that he's a bit addicted to painting. I totally concur if that's your thought. Anyway, I have your link on the board, Sky, if you would read. This is the one that you chose, not the IOU. So show us what you got.
Thank you. So I picked this one because I've written for a lot of your shows. I've written all my writing mostly this year is your shows. But I think for me, when I think of my favorite rights, they're more personal rights. I felt like I have, kind of just gotten some things off my chest, and those tend to be the ones that stick out to me because they maybe say things that I've thought and maybe have not put down in writing or spoken about. So that's why I picked this one. So thank you for not only doing the prompts, but also helping me, work through some personal things that I have. So thanks. So this is called Brewster Brown and Tater Tot Brows by Sky Darkholm. 1. And since there were no paper napkin leaves, branches sprouting tin pail lunches, initialed L. Frank Baum, you learned to bake tater tot meals when oven dials rivaled the height of brow. 2. The girl down the street had funky Brewster Browns and unkempt hair. Her potatoed mother wrenched in a cracked-toothed couch, never bothered to floss. Not with strings of clean linen or a mouth full of truth. Just a pack of cancer twigs yellowing walls. A chain of chuffing rings and burnt-out butts gleaming as soapbox greens while roaches dug for crumbs. And stealth in corners like poison fed to little girls instead of rats were shelled and shelling hair. Those lover patrons with pocket rocks and white foot, sour breasts and gap-toothed gums and crater cheeks. They didn't need keys. All the doors were unlocked. Rooms that held corner shelves of Rainbow Bright and My Little Pony Pet. But their eyes always held a darker terror, secret morsels of arsenic swallowed by small bellies, drops that red-rimmed eyes and blackened Brewster Brown. 3. We were bridged, but always traveled. I'd find you perched and parched on my box mattress, thirsty for those rays of warmth that bore in from curtainless window frames. Because despite the lack of coin, fitted fabric, or total safety, my half-home still held love. And the mother who washed fingerprints from glass, who spent her time closing fissures of unfairness, settled for 2 part-time daughters. There were years of faltered foster smiles, short stints that always led back to parking lot lines and swings, playground make-believes and unpacked those stolen tresses and girl-like grins, those mimic words of learned abuse left silent on threshold rugs, those assumed norms of crumbling earth, footpaths we both walked in different yet familiar ways. Then came the day it was permanent. I called you sister and tucked myself in the gap of mattress and wall. You're bunked now beneath mine. Years were spent like that in an ersatz bond of family, in Chester timbers and half-split hems of pink and blue. 5. It wasn't all at once, those boards that nailed themselves between, when you decided the past should be parceled and packed away. And the truth, long after the separation of everything you once knew, I still was the only tether you reached for. You, one on one side, me on the other, bridged apart, holding those old tin can wires, till one day they stretched too tight, and I saw that glimmer in palm, phantom scissors ready to condemn, your Brewster Browns and tater top brows, stipping away all we once lived. End poem.
Well, you know, I remember this one, Sky. I remember the first time you read it, and I was like, wow, I could feel you here. I'm looking at what I wrote. The power of your pen, the power of the hold those emotions have over you, and I was gutted. There were years of faltered foster smiles. That there was just something about that sentence that ripped my heart out. Faltered foster smiles. It's just really sad. I think that this is one of those times where you just sat down and used blood for ink, and it showed in each section. And another thing that got me, the girl down the street had punky Brewster Browns and unkempt hair. I like that you had Punky Brewster in there, and it made me think of what she's doing nowadays for a minute. Where was that secret? Secret morsels of arsenic swallowed by small bellies, and that was like, oh my, I mean, the more it went on, the more I was like, wow, I just, like I said, you really sliced open a vein and wrote this one. And it's easy to see why it's one of your favorites, because, I mean, it's a gut-wrenching piece, for one. And for two, if you take a peek over to the side, it's been on the front page, and it's on 3, 6, 9, 9 or 10 lists. It looks like you moved 1 or 2 people for this one, Sky. It was an amazing share. Again, thank you very much. And AP, since I'm going to have you read for Angel next, will you comment for Sky first? I'm just going to do 2 comments
sure.
For everybody.
Yeah, look, I love the imagery, and the one that stood out to me, and I don't know why, but it did, was the tin wire cans, until one day they stretched too tight and I saw the glimmer in the palm of phantom scissors ready to condemn. It's a beautiful way to talk about the relationships that are there and then get stretched to the point where they're not there anymore, and there's that real sort of sense of
of being in this poem. It comes across incredibly sincerely, and it comes across really powerfully, because you just read it and you believe it, and it's lovely writing.
Thank you, AB.
Thank you, Sky. Okay, there's the link, AP, please.
Thank you. Okay, so we're going to the collaboration between Heavenly Angel and Easy Rider called Once in a Blue Moon, and it goes a little bit like this. Once in a blue moon, you find the love of your life. It's true. I knew the very first moment that I laid eyes on you. You are on my mind every day, asleep or awake. Your every whisper of love, my sweet, is a keepsake. You are my sun by day, my moon by night. I'm in heaven above each time you hold me tight. You're the sigh that escapes my lips when we touch. I can't help how I feel. I just love you so much. Yes, darling, you find the love of your life once in a blue moon. Your dazzling eyes, just one glance made me swoon. My heart skipped a beat. I knew with you were the one for me. You were the lady in my dreams, my reverie. In the palm of your hand, babe, you hold my heart. I knew I needed you night from the very start. I am crazy in love. You have made me this way. Feeling for you will never fade away. End poem.
Thank you, AP. This is part of the reason why Hatter gave her the name the Hallmark writer, and then you put the two of them together, and the romantic feel from the poetry is palpable. And then I was just looking at it is a multiple award winner, which most of the ones that she shares on Monday when she gets to us have won some awards. That she and Easy Rider have a collection, I'm looking, of 80 poems that they've written together, and they always write flawlessly together, and this is no exception. And as I wrote, it was beautifully breathtaking, and it was funny because I got to be the reader last time in, a female voice, and then we got to hear it this time in a male voice, and it was just simply beautiful no matter which way it was presented. Thank you, Angel, and thank you, AP. And, Sweet, you're the next reader, so will you comment for Angel and Easy Rider, please?
I mean, they're flawless. They are beautiful in both poetic style, imagery.
Yeah.
Wanting a loveliness, I mean, it's what you crave as a human, to have that security, that love, that romance, you know, but there's like that bond of trust, and they have it as friends, as writers, but it shows in their poetry, and it's just perfect. I mean, I know they're not a couple, they're just very good friends, but that bond of trust with each other shows as they collaborate in this genre. And I think that's just one of the reasons that it comes off so flawlessly. And they're such beautiful writers.
Agree. And what did I do with your poem?
Where is it? Put it on the board.
I grabbed it. I just lost the team of voices. There it is.
Wow. I was going to say it's there.
Yeah, no. I just couldn't find the room to put it on the chat, but I did.
Yes, you did. All right. Yeah, this is one of my favorite prompts. So here we go. This is Amber Shades of Broken Promises. I ran from the heat of summer. My shadow sunburned a glossy sangria. Summer's blazing betrayal left scars in the depth of my flesh in shades of yellows. Inside my struggles, I failed to spot the darkness around his halo. Love songs and sonics bleed black in the sense of betrayal.
melancholy annex crushed my voice in silence, mouth bleeding from the thorns of a red rose promises. Sunshine and lovers pry on the hopes of the honest. Flowers bloom under the guise of a warm embrace. As a cold breeze blows in silence, another seed falls dormant. Pathways to heartbreak follow golden roads to a wizard's false tricks. Shades of life in green die in the frozen rain of the dishonest. As blackbirds eat the seeds of warmth in the forest of the autumn. Fern orange leaves fall from the trees of wooden-faced liars. I lay under the tree of my life and cry tears in terracotta. The amber shades of beauty hide in the stench of my death in fall colors. And poem.
We, you know, I another one I can remember the emotion in your voice when you wrote too. You know, it always amazes me when I put some of these prompts up where it takes you guys, and it's usually in so many different avenues than I expected it to take you in. And I'm noticing that I wrote that night, I feel like I need to smack someone and tell them to leave you alone. So I kind of still feel that way because of the emotion that came with it. And again, I say, looking at that picture, who would have thought of those broken promises that you write of? This is a powerhouse. And I really think you did an incredible job. But I always think that I'm a little bit prejudiced, but that, you know, that's just how it goes.
Thank you.
And I appreciate you bringing that. And one of Wayne's is next. So, Wayne, I am going to ask you to comment on Sweet before we put your audio in, please.
All righty. Yeah, I've heard this before, and it's a great poem. It's one of my favorite poems of Sweet. I get through it before, give me chill bumps. It's good all the way through, and I like poems called Lover's Pride and the Hopes of Honor. And so it's just, it's sadness about it, but it's a lost hope sadness about it. And what you read is amazing. I like it. It's one of the best poems ever. I like it.
Thank you.
I don't know who you are, but what have you done with Sweet Pea?
I don't know, Hatter. I don't know where she went.
I'm still here. Sorry about that. I can hear something, and I was trying to find it, but okay.
Yeah, somebody needs to go on mute.
I know. Yeah, I'm trying to find out who it. There's maybe some dishes in the background. But, but that was, again, that was beautiful. And Wayne, we have Holmes' last stand on the board.
Okay.
Let me try that again. Let me see here. I think I found it. Okay. Let me. You guys, I can still hear it though. I don't know. Let me see. Let me try another one.
Yeah, I need to go on mute after doing this. We can hear all that.
That might be it. Okay. If you guys click on Wayne's, I will push the recording for his poem's last stand. And Wayne, here it is.
This poem is called Poem's Last Stand. Words as weapons, sharper than knives, makes you wonder how the other half dies. Poems as programs, changed our lives. Now we know what our words supplies. We drop our words without any reservation, look back later to see total devastation. We were not involved with life's creation, so why do we keep giving an explanation? worlds overcrowded with metaphorization, curved comparison with little realization. Now the written land is covered with ashes. All that's left is a pile of commas and dashes. Limp lines with severed senses stand guard. Shakespearean sonnets were buried in the backyard. Burnt books, cremated colors, lay defeated. Philosophical poems wept as they retreated. With only two nouns and a verb I wonder about, it was early last week I heard the last rebel poet shout. War started with rejection of poet's word. An explosion in House of Prose was the last thing heard. Crushed quill, dried ink left after spill. We all knew how the written word could kill. Then it happened. Laws now say poetry is a crime. I knew it was over when they executed the rhyme. Oh, in.
Well, Wade, I could feel pieces, like, makes you wonder how the other half dies. Then all of a sudden my mind went to the song. I like the different descriptions. We drop our words without any reservations and look back later to see total devastation. Sadly, that's so true in a lot of cases where you say stuff and once it's out of your lips, it's kind of too late, you know? And what I wrote last time was deep, powerful imagery and amazing use of the art and the song lyrics. The title is brilliant, too. Excellent and original take on the prompt. I could feel a smile in your voice because I think you know just how incredible this one is. You never cease to amaze with what you write and then the music that you put in the background and the presentations that you bring to the shows. And this is just another fantastic piece, Wayne. And it's got it's got the details that drive it. And that last stanza, crushed quill and dried ink left after the spill. We all knew how written words can kill. And you know, sadly, that's really true. You can scar somebody with your words. Sometimes the scars are deeper than physical injuries, you know. Great share, Wayne.
Yep.
Great comment.
And you, Angel. And AP, you're the next reader. Can you comment for Wayne, please?
Yeah, it's just a great idea for a poem. That words become the weapons, and so therefore you have this sense of nouns and verbs going against each other. It's got a real sort of sense of American Pie about the lyrics. It there's something quite insightful and deep about the way you've gone about this poem, and you've done a great job with it, Wayne.
Thank you, AP. I appreciate that, man.
Thank you, and your link is on the board. Thank you for that. Go ahead and read, please.
It's a new poem, Deb, but it uses basically the first lines of my last 20 poems for your show. And I've just changed the rhyme signature at the end and the last line's a little bit tailored. But this is the last year. It goes a little bit like this. By the hill of a derelict town stands a church from one not so many years past. Trees in grandeur sweep through the smirch. Tumbling waters spray, rocks is cast. Once there was a jester, now a wild kaleidoscope flies, carried me to this place to fester daggers of teeth, jagged rise. Draped my image on shadows of trees, dissected along the barest of fields, distantly wavers in blood as fleas, framed by orange tones he yields. Heavy, dusted and gathered by folds, shards flash of polished reds. Barely trouble for a welcome left skull, shaded brick tomes, high they thread. Facing empty lying spaces gone, they can hear as guillotine release. Cobwebs colour the edge of my horizon, a pale sheet, and I, seeking peace. End poem.
Yes, I it's so much easier to follow when I can see the words. And, like, I can actually think of some of the poems that went with these lines and almost in a couple of the cases picture the picture that he wrote to. Let me see what that. Once there was a jester, now a wild kaleidoscope lies. He carried me to this place to fester, daggers of teeth, jagged rise. The descriptions there are wild. And where's that? Heavy dusted and gathered by fold, shards flashed of polished reds, barely trouble for a welcome, left scold. Shaded brick tombs, high they tread. I can't believe that you took a line from your last 20 poems and turned it into this cohesive story. It's one of my favorite things to do, you know, trying to piece them together, and you did a brilliant job with it. And I can't believe that, you know, couldn't be easy to go back to 20 different poems, grab a line and make a, not only a rhyming poem, but an ABAB, so it rhymes like everywhere. You did a great job with this. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Ted.
And Hatter, you're the next reader. Can you comment for AP?
Yeah, so it's AP. It's nice not to have to worry about the cadence as much times. It just comes natural. It feels like it's starting to flow. I mean, it's just from doing it all the time, right? From writing all the pictures we do.
Yeah.
And that's right. The heavy dust that gathered by fold, shards flashing.
Those are beautiful
lines. Mm-hmm.
Great comment, Hatter. And
George,
thank you very much, AP. I appreciate it. And Hatter, will you? Go ahead.
I will talk soon, Deb. Well, be good.
Thank you. Thank you. Love and respect.
Okay. Cool. Cheers.
Okay, Hatter, you're up.
I'm trying to find the room.
I can't hear Hatter.
You okay, Hatter?
Yeah, is this better? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I chose I Will Always Bring You Flowers. It was a contest I entered the UNAP did. It was like this. I gave all that I have to see you smile. Those little things that had a price of nothing more than my time. I cannot seem to let go. There is something I think you should know, something I do. I still bring you flowers. Can you feel what it is that is real inside me in a world that kills and wills the pain by promising tomorrow's change? It's the only thing that remains the same. I miss you, and I will miss you more tomorrow. Did you happen to see that better part of what used to be me? I cannot seem to find it. I bring you flowers so you will find there was more than just what was mine. You promised me you would always stay. I will always bring you flowers. Ta-da.
No. This one is every bit as much of a poem that yanks the heartstrings as it was the first time I heard you read it. There's your heartbreak and longing is like palpable. And that first line there, I gave all that I have to see you smile. Those little things that had a price of nothing more than my time, and I cannot seem to let go. It every time it rips my heart out, Hatter. And I always thought that was you in the picture, if I'm being honest. I was shocked when you... Yeah, I guess, you know, it's a profile, so... But I was very shocked when you told me who it was. But, yeah, and I see that it has a shiny gold in a romantic category. And that love loss
there. Yeah, you and AP gave it to me. It was your contest.
Yeah,
something romantic. I think it was. Something romantic. Thank you. Thank you, Deb. You still there?
Oh, I'm talking to the mute button. I think this is actually from my last gig, but who cares? It's still a brilliant poem. And Hatter, I'm just looking here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. It's only on 13 lists. That's really saying something about how much it touched people to have it on 13 lists.
Oh.
Great share, Hatter.
Thank you.
David, I'm going to grab your poem. Will you comment for Hatter, please? David?
Did we mute him?
Sorry, I was on my mute button too.
Okay.
I don't think I've heard you read this one, Hatter, and I just sat transfixed here while you were reading it. It took my breath away. You know, it's one of those poems that you write, and I don't know how to reply to it. It leaves me speechless. It was beautiful, absolutely beautiful, and I really liked it. Well done, man. Well done.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was to prove that I could still write romantic piece. I was getting dark.
Oh, you did. Yeah, it did.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. All right, David, there's yours. Show us what you got.
Okay. Well, I dilly-dallied around picking this particular poem, and every time I went past this poem, I liked it. It's probably one of my favorite, and so I picked it. So it's called There She Is. Oh, Daddy, my best friend ran away. She left home this morning. Which friend is that, Chelsea? I asked my dearest daughter. Well, it's Doris, but I call her Dory. But you know that, Daddy. Why did she run away, Chels? Her parents were fighting again, I think. Oh, okay, let's go see if we can find her. Thank you, Daddy. I love Dory. I know you do, sweetheart. Can we take Sanford, too? Yes, we'll take Sanford along. So Chelsea, Sanford, and I piled into my Metro. We went into the town only about a mile away. We checked a few stores, and there was no Dory in any of them. We finally went into Joe's restaurant. Has a big sign on the front that says breakfast served at any time. There was Sergeant Smith, Joe, and Dory. She was sitting on a stool talking with Sergeant Smith. Joe leaning on the countertop with his arms folded like he always does. Hey, Dave, how are you this morning? Came his greeting to me. Chelsea ran up to her friend. She put her little arms around Dory and started crying. Then they were both crying. Sergeant Smith turned to me. Can you take her back home, Dave? Yeah, but I'm taking her to my house. I'm not back to that screaming match she just left. Yeah, I know, Sergeant Smith remarked. Okay, Dave, take her to your house, and I'll swing by her house and see if I can calm things down a bit. Okay, girls, let's go home. Dory, you can stay at my place tonight if you want a sleepover for you and Chelts, then. The girls started giggling. They hugged Sanford and ran out the door with him, holding onto his tail. He liked that just fine. As for her parents, well, I don't know about that. Maybe I should adopt Dory. Two young ladies? Wow. But can I handle that? In fact, I'd love it.
Oh. You know, Dave, this was one of the poems that showed your tender side. And I think I remember saying to you at the time that you've spoken before on how much you would like to have a daughter. So I like that you brought I put it in quotations, your daughter, into the story. And you, your details are endearing. And I actually wrote, but what else would we expect from our storyteller poet? It's those little things, the little details, the little conversations, the mood that you set with your words. And this is a, why can't I think of his name? It's from the Saturday Morning Post. My goodness, one of the most famous artists out there, and I can't think of his name at the moment. But it doesn't matter. The picture of the little girl and the police officer, which already gives you the sense that she's going to get some help now because she's there with the police officer. I just think that you did such a beautiful job with this. And I'm looking.
Are you thinking Norman Rockwell?
Norman Rockwell.
That's what I was going to say, yes. Yes, that's who it was. Thank you, because it would have drove me nuts all night. I would have had to come back and Google it so that I could shut up my brain. But, yeah, like I said, Dave, this was one of your more tender writes, and I thought you did a beautiful job with it.
Thank you.
Linda, you're the next reader. Will you comment for David?
Oh, yes, exactly what Deb said. This does show a tender side of you, David, that hides quite a bit. But I liked this poem. I liked the storytelling part of it was so direct and right on, and your characters were well written, and the storyline itself was just adorable. So as with usual, David, you have a way about you that when the storytelling comes out, David's there. So keep it up, my friend. This was lovely.
Oh, thank you, Linda.
You're welcome.
Awesome comment. And Linda, yours is ready if you just refresh the page.
Okay, let me... There we go. This is a new one I've written. It's called Of Something You. It's been a long, long road to home. It's been too many steps to find you. It's always on my mind to find you. It's been too many reasons why. It's been too many tithes to heaven. And I'll always spend my time times seven. I have mountains left to climb and journeys left to travel. It feels all so sublime to see my time has come unraveled. But we're nearer now. I can feel your beating heart. We're nearer now. And I know it's just the start of something new in poem.
I'm loving the way you ended that. Wow. But we're nearer now. I can feel your beating heart. We're nearer now. And I know it's just the start of something you. And I like that you ended it with of something you rather than new.
Right.
And I thought that was, and what was that? I have mountains left to climb and journeys left to travel. It feels all so sublime to see my time has come unraveled. You always manage to tell a story with perfect rhyme and flow, whether it be a brevity or some of your longer ones. And this is just one. It's been two. I'm taking all the lines. I'm just realizing. Oh, it doesn't matter because we only have two people coming. But it's been too many reasons why. It's been too many tithes to heaven, and I'll always spend my time times seven. I just there was a feeling of more or something that you can't touch. You have to feel. Is where I left here, and I think that's my favorite part. I have mountains left to climb and journeys left to travel, because like anyone who doesn't realize that there's mountains left to climb, you know, we all have more as long as we reach out and grab it in some way or another.
Okay.
Get up, Dr. Damage.
Yeah. But, okay, so the next one is Stevens, and since he cannot comment, Sweet, can you comment on Linda's poem?
Absolutely. It's absolutely enlightening. You know, it's Soul Pieces by Linda, where you get to take a moment and just start to think. As soon as she starts to read, and she reads, you know, forward in what she has to say. She does it a lot in her work where she'll just give you a lesson you don't know you got a lesson. And this one is kind of short and sweet for her, and yet it has is a mouthful of soul-searching. And that's what, you know, you take away with, you know, I can feel your heart, I can feel your beating heart, we're nearer now, and I know it's just the start of something new. I love that. And that something you could just simply be you. I mean, you can feel your heart. You can hear you, you know, becoming a clearer self of your, a sense of yourself. Because a lot of people give up too quickly on themselves. But if you just slow down and you listen to everything that you're saying, it could be a reflection of yourself in the mirror. And just saying to yourself, you know, we're nearer now than we were before, and we're closer, and it's just a part of something new. And I love how you ended that, just brilliantly.
Thanks, Sweet.
Awesome comment. Thank you so much. And the link for Stevens is on the board, and he sent us a recording, so if you guys click on there, I'll push play. Okay, and after Stevens, there's three left, and I'm going to push that link right now, and here we go.
Of Romulan Ale and Shakespeare Quotes by Stephen 76. Over mind and unstable moon, safety measures none too soon. Of Praxis Klingon blood will ooze, energy wave makes the stars to swoon. Teacup rattling upon the voyage home, shatter upon floorboards, sector roam, klaxon blaring to shrivel earlobes, raise the veil ere we implode. An empire dead in 50 years, from Captain Kirk you see no tears. The treaty talks Enterprise steers, torpedo fires, exploding fears. Show trial sends to asteroid life, narrow decamp by edge of knife. Bird that fires while out of sight, the Constitution class stands to fight. Masks and cohorts assassinate, undiscovered country facile to hate, race misjudged to bound berate, but gesture wipes and brings spruce slate. End poem.
So cool. You know, I love that the visuals that he installed in between each one of the stanzas here. And the fact that he had a blast writing it showed, and I don't know, there's just something special that happens when each one, when I get to hear each of you do your own poetry, whether it be on the recording or you know, live, or even to the point these days where when I read it myself, I can still hear your voice in my head. And I think that he did a great job. Where's that? The teacup rattling upon the voyage home, the shatters upon the floorboard sector roam, klaxon blaring to shrivel earlobes, raise the veil or will implode. It's just, you don't expect to hear like stuff about imploding and all, but I think that, you know, he took us on a Star Trek adventure here, and that that last gif with everyone clapping and everything. I think I saw, well, duh, of course I saw the episode. But the quote he used was, run screaming into the dark mother at light speed. This is one that he wrote to the show we did featuring quotes by Dave Prophet. So I think it's cool that this is one of the ones that was brought tonight. Fantastic job, Stephen. And since it's the next one's a recording too, so David, how about if you give us a comment on this one?
Oh, I thought this was really good, and I appreciate Stephen using that line. I'm a big Star Trek fan too. I think I've seen almost every one of them. In fact, I just watched one of the latest ones the other day, and I was really impressed with it. I had fun watching it. Stephen has a way of, retelling the same story, but it sounds a little bit different when he does it. And maybe it's because he brings out other parts of the whole thing that, aren't so obvious. I think that's what he did here. I agree with what you said about it, Deb. I like the extra videos that he stuck in here. Captain Kirk in a couple of spots there. That was perfect. That's really cool. And then the last little GIF or whatever it is, movie on the end of it there. That's really cool. This is a wonderful poem, and what a great title of Romulan Ale and Shakespeare Quotes. That's perfect. Well done, Stephen. Yeah.
Great comment, David. Thank you very much. And okay, so we have Gerald's recording, and then Sky will read for us, and then we have another recording from Wayne. So if you guys click on Gerald's, I will push play.
The Declaration of Independence, written and read by Gerald Green. They gathered together, those 56 men, to chart a new course that they wanted to try, using unalienable rights as a way to describe the conditions for which they were willing to die. Life was the first right for which they did say was given to man, that in his own way might provide for his family and work with his hands, to grow crops and make products and develop his lands. Liberty was second on the list that they signed, but no less important to them in their mind, as each person must have it to live and be free and to honor the loss of the Liberty Tree. Yes, the Liberty Tree that had stood firm and tall on the commons of Boston and cherished by all who gathered together on that sacred ground where the clarion call for their freedom did resound. But the tree was destroyed in the previous year by the British, who wanted the people to hear of their power, authority, and laws that they made, caring not for their freedom, and to make them afraid. Although it was struck down by men with an axe, it stood yet in memory because of the tax that was made by the British and forced upon them, so the tree was yet honored by many brave men. Our happiness also was third on the list, that people should pursue and should also insist that the laws should support and should even provide a foundation and framework to grow civic pride. Those 56 men at that solemn event signed the new declaration and knew what it meant, that their names were a sentence upon their own life, and that this independence would be paid for with strife. That day in July, that hot day on the 4th, independence declared against King George and Lord North. This nation would grow, and the whole world would see how her people would thrive with newfound liberty. From Adams to Whipple, we honor those men who sacrificed much of their wealth and who then supported the future of democracy, risking all that they were so that we might be free.
Well, I must say that his pride was oozing all through this, and there was a level of respect written in for these men. And I like what the last stanza where he says, from Adams to Whipple, we honor those men who sacrificed much of their wealth and who then supported the future of democracy, risking all that they had, or so that we might be free. And I often say when something this beautifully patriotic comes through that because of these men that he wrote to, we get to sit here and read poetry to each other just because we want to. And you think about all the things that we are blessed to be able to do or see or feel or touch, and it's all because of the sacrifice made by so many. And I like that the pride, like I said, it showed not only in his word, but in his voice as he was reading. I think this was a fantastic piece. And it was really interesting to see what you guys brought as favorites and the amount of different emotions that was coming from the poetry. You just never know. And I think I learned a lot about everybody through the personal prompts, because although quite often you guys would pick one of the ones that I put on the board thinking maybe Sweet would like this or maybe David would like that or whatever, but it's those times that you don't pick any of the ones that I thought you might that gives me new insight into you all, and you're all so amazing. And Gerald, this is excellent. I appreciate it very much. Let me see here. How about Hatter, you want to comment for Gerald? Are you muted? He must have stepped away. Linda, would you mind commenting for Gerald, please?
Sure. Gerald has such a unique way about his poetry. His voice is so soothing and so direct. And the way he writes is just lovely. He's a delightful kind of guy, you know, and he writes about beautiful things, and anything he writes about comes out outstanding. So I really love Gerald with just the way he projects himself onto the page, and this was no exception. It was lovely, and I want to thank Gerald for his beautiful writing. Thank you, Gerald.
Great comment. Okay, now, as I said, we have two left. We have one from Sky that was an IOU that I'm looking forward to, and then we will close out the show with one from Wayne, because he was going back and forth between two, and he couldn't decide, so I just said, well, bring them both. So we will play his recording. But before we do these two poems, I thought we might take a moment to talk about what's coming up. Hatter, do you want to tell people about tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow we're going to do some Motown show. So tune in, and we'll be playing some Marvin Gaye, some Temptations, Gladys Knight, Four Tops, Stevie Wonder. We'll all be there. So you be there too.
Awesome. And the jukebox goes live at 9 Eastern. And Sky, you want to tell us about Wednesday?
Yeah, so I have some shows that did not happen in December, and I was going back and forth on what I'm going to do with them. So what I'm going to do actually is I am going to do the Merry Hyrule Christmas music, but you guys don't have to write about Zelda. even though I did have some. I read them last week, the ones that people that did drop for Zelda, I read them last week. All you have to do is bring any poem that's holiday or winter theme. If you're like, I'm done with the holidays, they're over sky, let's move on, you can just bring me winter poems, or you can bring me holiday poems. But the music that I will be playing intermittently in between the poems is from the Zelda and from the Hyrule album. They did like the Legend of Zelda mixed with Christmas songs. It's really cool if you're a geek like me and like that kind of stuff. So my shows are tentative, so they can start between 9 or 9:30 at the moment. So that's what it is going to have to be for a little while. So between 9 and 9:30, somewhere in there.
Awesome. Play it by ear works. And Linda, you want to tell us what's happening on Friday?
Yes, Friday at the Liquid Damage Lounge. Bring a joke. We'll have some fun. It's always hilarious. And then again on the 19th, we'll be doing the same thing. So it's open poetry, 10 p.m. Eastern. That's 6 o'clock Alaskan time for all you Alaskans out there. And, yeah, that's about it. Come have fun.
All right. And then on Saturday night at 9, there is open poetry with A.P. Taylor. And Hatter and I will be there to hang out with him as well. And then we are off on Sunday. And on Monday, I am doing a show that I'm calling Pinterest Potpourri. I have this staggering folder full of art that I found on Pinterest. And periodically, I'll just do a Pinterest Potpourri and put up a whole bunch mm-hmm. of them and mix prompts, and it's another way, as I said earlier, how I learn what you guys like so that I can keep tickling your muse. And if you just click on the topic, you can thumb through the art and pick your favorite before someone else does. And that's same time next week, 10 p.m. Eastern. And on that note, we have two left, and this one is by Ms. Sky Darkholm. Sky, take us away.
Thank you. This was for last week's show, and it reminded me of a house that I had in Chester on a lake. So it's called I Was No Winona, But I Sure Love to Twirl by Sky Darkholm. When light tramped its boots through pine and crunching snow, and sunset fitted like a dawn of rose-gold fireflies, there bloomed the lilac jazz, a synth-pop rock, of soft wizard potion mist. It mixed with a darker prince prowler's dance as grisly white drift on a sky guitar of winter clouds. And as if somehow by chance Minnesota peaks made their way to old New England woods, it was there on a floodlight stage I learned to dance on ice, a clumsy Tchaikovsky wooden nickel beneath a sky of December roses and purple petaled rain and foam.
That was cool.
Yeah, and you know, I thought the name dropping, if you want to call it that, was really cool too, with Tchaikovsky, and I thought there was another one. Well, the Minnesota peaks and the New England woods. I thought that was cool, but I really like where to. The descriptions here, and sunset flitted like a dawn of rose-gold fireflies, their bloom, a lilac jazz of synth pop rock. I like lilac jazz. I thought that was really cool. And as if someone, by chance, Minnesota peaks made their way to old New England woods, just the thought of that is just pretty. And I like how you took this piece of art, a
And I hope somebody would, because it's so pretty with the colors in it. Usually when you see winter scenes, you don't get to see the pretty pastel colors and stuff too. And I like how you put in sunset blended like a dawn of rose gold fireflies. I know I said it already, but it's a perfect description. That and the lilac jazz really sets a tone for the art. I think that this came out great, Sky, and I always love it when you bring an IOU. Great share, great
Take
brevity. It, and Sweet, can you comment for Sky?
Absolutely. I really love this. It's like a little girl's dream, and you put it so perfectly. And it's like I can see the most beautiful girl twirling and making that perfect 10-point landing, her little arms out, her little leg pointed perfectly on that ice. And it doesn't matter how she may look clumsy or whatever, I just see that perfect, beautiful little girl making that 10-point landing, because that's what your poem says. So that's what it is. It's just perfect. It's beautiful. You are the queen of the nutcracker.
No. It was not my forte, but thank you. It was not my forte, but thank you. I mean, it's the effort that always counts, right? So I guess there's that.
No, that's what it is.
She's right. Don't contradict Sweet Pea.
I always, you know, rollerblading, you think I lived on rollerblades. I could rollerblade backwards, sideways. I could do anything on rollerblades. You think that someone so, and I really was very good on rollerblades, you think that someone could translate into that in ice skate, but it never did.
Awesome. Great share. All right, and the last poem of the night is on the board by Wayne. And even though he had to go, we still get to hear him read because he recorded it for us. So you guys click on that, and I will. And this was actually one of my favorite shows. There was something about this set of pictures with the jazz.
I love this show.
Yeah. I remember the hats.
Yeah. And yeah, there was hats and wine and sensual women, and it was I loved every single poem that came out of this show. So when I saw this, I was really glad to see that one of them came. And the nicest compliment I got several times was that there's so many that you guys are proud of that came from a Monday night that you don't know which one to bring. Well, that made me feel really good. And then someone asked me if I had, I think it might have been David, if I had any clue how many of the poems from my shows made it on the front page. And though I don't know a number, but every single one of you have been on the front page with a Monday poem, as far as I know, and quite a few with more than one. And that's one of my favorite things is to see, like for a while, people were getting their first tens, and the enthusiasm that came from that before everything changed blew my mind. And then, the list of people that made it to the front page, I like that it proves to you all that you're brilliant, because I've known that all along. Just saying. All right. Let's listen to Mr. Wayne Gent. Here we go.
This is called The Emptiness Looking Down. My lights have dimmed since becoming a star, not enjoying the simplest thing like a cigar. No thrill waits for me to seek and devour, praying I have not seen my finest hour. to shudder, thinking what placed me here. I lay in a comatose riddles that highlight fear. And its colors, the shades of black and white. No longer knowing what determines if I am right. Masses follow when I'm not sure which way to go. Doesn't matter what I do. It's only a production show. No one to trust. Can't find that heart of gold. For the love of money, it's your soul they sold. No time to dream or laugh out loud. Only to wake, standing before a crowd. Not living to please, and no goals to reach. They can't say no, and dare not preach. Never did I expect to live in such fame. And its depression has no end game. Not wanting to look forward, scared to look back. Surrounded by friends, waiting for a chance to attack. Can't stand the times I am left alone. Wish the glory gained was never known. There's no peace sitting here at the top, and no plug to pull to make it stop. And
that's what I mean. He's so good at choosing the background music to go with his write. And I was just saying about how this was one of my favorite shows with the jazzy feel, and you could feel the jazz beat in the background as Wayne read. Let me see what I wrote. This is fantastic and my new favorite from you. You totally brought the art and the quote to life. Bravo. And this was a show for quotes by a Gress man, and he chose, I lay in the comatose riddles that highlight fear and discolor the shades of black and white. I think that, as he always does, he nailed it. I like no time to dream or to laugh out loud, only to wake standing before a crowd, not living to please and no goal to reach. They can't say no and dare not preach. I just, there is a sense of power in dare not preach. I think that it's excellent. And it is sitting on my favorites of others list. Thank you for bringing it, Wayne. Thank you all for showing up and hanging out with me. I've missed your voices. I know it's only been a couple of weeks, but it feels like it's been forever with all the issues we had with the studios. Just remember to come back and hang out with Hatter tomorrow. He always shares really cool tidbits that you never know when you might need for trivia night, and share some great music. And the joy in talking about those songs and listening to them is evident in his voice when you hear them. And that's tomorrow at 9 Eastern. And on that note, again, don't forget to click on the link for my show next week and pick your art. And I want to say thank you to my wonderful, amazing board, AP Taylor, for sponsoring us and being a board member, to my sweet pea for being a board member, and to my big brother Hatter for being part of this team that helped me decide we could do this. And look where we're at now. We are almost to our fifth anniversary.
Whoa. Oh, my goodness.
I know, right? I'm in March.
I just had my 10th anniversary.
Oh, congratulations. And speaking of congratulations, Hatter kicked butt for the second year in a row and won our Super Bowl in fantasy football. So congratulations, Hatter. And
not by
you.
Much. Not by much.
It was back and forth between you and Wayne.
Yeah.
I know where it was going to go. At one point, I think you had like 0.02% difference between the two of you. So it was anybody's game, but Hatter arose victorious. So I told him that next year he'll be going for his hat trick. Just saying.
Yeah.
My wonderful board, I want to say thank you to Sky and Angel and Wayne and Gerald and Steven and Linda and David. It was so nice to hang out with you all and get to hear your voices. I'm glad we're back. And I appreciate you all more than you realize. And now I'm going to take my grumpy little stuff and get under the covers and try to beat this head cold. Thanks for hanging out with me and making me smile.
Get better. I'll talk to you guys later this week.
And thank you. Love and respect, everyone.
Bye, ladies.
Love you.
Feel better.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Sing a birthday
bye-bye.
Song for
feel
me tomorrow,
better,
Hatter.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We will.
Bye.
Bye.